This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We're going to get an update on what's been going on with the Adrian Armory Events Center and, of course, with Launch Lenaway and so many other different things, too. So happy to have on the program to talk more about it is, of course, Mary Murray. It's good to have you on the program once again, Mary.
It's really good to be here, Dale. It's been a minute.
It sure has.
I feel really comfortable here with you, and thank you for having us.
As well as Mark Murray. Mark, it's always good to have you, my friend.
Thank you, Dale. And thank you for all you do to make Lenawee County a wonderful place. You wake us up every day, and thanks for WLAN and all you do. I mean that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. A lot of things are happening at the Adrian Armory Events Center. And first off, let's go and talk about the fact that the taste is going to be coming up, the Taste of Lenawee. And who wants to handle that, Mary or Mark?
Well, we'll kind of tag team here.
Okay.
How's that?
Sounds good.
Absolutely. Taste of Lenawee. It's in the air. It is scheduled for Friday, September 18th. At the Adrian Armory, of course, from 6 to 9 p.m. And that is just in front of the opening of Artalicious. So there'll
be
a lot of energy downtown, a lot of things going on that weekend. And we'd love for people to join us for a fun evening to kick off that great weekend in downtown Adrian.
So it's going to be during what time then, Mark?
That's 6 to 9 p.m., Dale. And we have a wonderful group of food entrepreneurs and purveyors. We have 15 food stations set up. We have an open bar, which is a wonderful thing to have. And we have Linny and Mucci will be our entertainment for that evening. As well, we give a recognition called Under the Radar to several local businesses that have been in the area for a long, long time and rarely get appreciated. So we're not going to announce any of those names today, but we're really excited. We have so many wonderful businesses in Adrian, including WLAN, who've been here for decades providing wonderful service, but rarely do they get any attention. So last year we started doing the Under the Radar, and this year we're doing it again. We have another five businesses we'll be recognizing. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Excellent. Yeah. So, I mean, it's always good to be able to recognize those businesses. And a lot of times you'll be like, oh, yeah, that's right. You know, they've been around for a while, Mary. So, yeah, so it'll be nice for the recognition.
Absolutely. And just as the name of the recognition states, these are businesses that kind of fly under the radar and provide excellent customer service to our community with, you know, and give back to our community. But they just never like too much to be recognized. So we are taking them out of their comfort zone and holding them up because we really are about small business and all business development in Lenawee County. And Mark mentioned that we'll have about 15 different food stations there. And many of those are small restaurants and some larger, some smaller caterers, some larger that will provide tastes. And, you know, there's the name, Taste of Lenawee. And we're really fun. It's really fun to also showcase more than several of our graduates of the Launch Lenawee program who have gone into the food business area. And they will be some very new, some have been around a minute, and they will also be there with some yummies for people. So it'll be a fun evening with great entertainment, you know, some special recognition of people that our community will know, and then of course the fun tastes of Lenawee County.
Yes.
So in an open bar, with the price of admission, so you can enjoy a nice adult beverage and get all kinds of fun treats and food items, and hopefully just, you know, have some time to chat with people and catch up.
There you go. There you go. Now, we mentioned about the fact that it's going to be September 18th from 6 until 9.
Yes.
How do they get tickets for this?
Dale, you can go on to either the Launch Lenawee website or the Adrian Armory website. We prefer you go to the Adrian Armory website, and you can buy your tickets right there. We also have sponsorships available. And Dale, as you know, this fundraiser and event supports our Launch Lenawee Business Training Program, which we're starting one of our classes here in the next month or so, and we have several dates that Mary's going to talk about. But this isn't just a way to celebrate. It's a way to raise some funding for a wonderful project to support small business people right here in Lenawee County grow and develop their business. And we offer education, mentoring, networking, and microloans to people right here in Lenawee County who are trying to get started.
Absolutely, because the more that we have local entrepreneurs getting their onto their feet and making a success makes a stronger Lenawee County, Mary.
Absolutely. We like to say small business is the backbone of our communities in Lenawee County.
Yeah, yeah.
And we rely on them to provide so many things for us to enjoy this wonderful area that we live in. The Launch Lenawee program is getting ready, as Mark mentioned, to start class number 11. So we've been around for almost 10 years.
Yeah.
And it will be class number 11 that is starting on September 15th. All of the classes take place right next door to WLEN at the Adrian Armory in the lower level, where we have the Makerspace Kitchen that is very much linked to the entrepreneur program, Launch Lenawee. And we do have a couple of orientations that if anyone is interested, if you're kind of thinking of an idea that you have been tossing around in your head and you'd really like to explore it and you think you can make a go of it, that's what Launch Lenawee helps people do, and that's with the education component that Mark mentioned. And we use a very rigorous curriculum to help people work through their business idea. And that next orientation is scheduled for August 25th at 6 p.m. at the Armory, just coming up the main, just walk up the stairs to the main entrance, and we'll be right in the Bravo Room. And then we will have another orientation on September 10th. Same time, 6 o'clock. It's about 45 minutes of your early evening. So we encourage people to come. We will explain the program in more detail. Our instructor, Naomi Lally, she is a small business owner. I'm in Biz Marketing is her business. She is the instructor of the course, and we'll go over all the details. But it's a wonderful place to really get started on building your small business in Lenawee County.
And Dale, not only that, but a lot of small businesses get to a certain level, and they need to learn how to grow that business to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And so our program, over the course of the 10 or 12 weeks that they're in there, they learn financing, marketing, customer acquisition, all the pieces of small business that they need to have not only to start but also to grow.
Yeah.
So we want to encourage anyone who's in business who is wondering, gee, I really don't have my arms around this or that piece of it. We want them to know they can come, and when they get done, they're going to really have a lot of information.
Plus, they don't have to, there's no registration for this, right, Mary? They can just show up or?
For the orientation, you're absolutely correct. No pre-registration for that. Just show up. We will be there if there's one or if there's 20. So, again, the next orientation is scheduled for August 25th at 6 p.m. at the Armory, right in the main doors. And then another one will be scheduled for September 10th. With class, the class we're really hoping to get going on September 15th. So I know kind of a busy time, school starting,
yeah.
Lots going on, but these are important meetings. If you're interested at all, we really encourage just come and sit and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And we will answer all your questions. Really, it's more about, mm-hmm. you know, questions that individuals might have, because it's a little intimidating. Well, starting a new business, what are you doing?
And make sure that you have all your I's dotted and T's crossed when you are going into the business. And sometimes you don't have that information. You don't know that you need to know some of these things too.
Dale, nothing could be more true. And that's what we really try to dive very deep in this process. It's a 12-week course.
Mm-hmm.
And we really try to, you know, really provide good, strong information. So, you know, we all know so many small businesses do not make it.
Yeah.
For the reasons you just mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what this program is designed for, success. We really want those individuals wishing to start a new business to be successful. And so really, it's just not a 12 program launch, Lenawee. As I mentioned, this is class number 11. We are still, you know, working with and supporting classes that were class number one, individuals,
yep.
and businesses from class number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and on.
Yeah.
So, You can check out, but you never can leave. We're always there. Launch Lunaway is always available for any small business to turn to us with questions, you know, maybe a little support in something. We want all of our small businesses to be successful, and certainly those going through Launch Lunaway, we have a special place for them in our hearts.
Absolutely.
Because we really get to know them.
Let's mention maybe just a couple of the success stories that have come out of Launch Lunaway. So to give an idea of saying, oh, hey, you know, that's how they got started. You know, maybe that might be something for me too.
Well, Dale, I'd like to just to mention one additional program that we run that's been very successful. And unfortunately, sometimes we're not able to talk about these success stories because we have Red Tire, which the program is redefining retirement. And basically what that does, Dale, is it helps retiring business owners like Mark and Mary at the Image Center transition our businesses to a younger person, generally a person who's been through our Launch Lunaway program. And we have a number of success stories right here in Lunaway. But frequently, it's a confidential transition. So business owners aren't that interested in making public that they're trying to make that transition. But just reaching out to all those folks like Mary and I who have gotten a little older and have been decades in business in Lunaway, don't let that business go away. Step up. We will help you plan your exit strategy and to try to help you locate a younger person in our community who would be willing to take over that business and pay you for the business and keep that business running. We need that those businesses running in town.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'll mention one of our businesses that went through Launch Lunaway and has proven to be really successful, because I know many of your listeners will say, yay, and that's the Lunaway Voice. Mm-hmm. Deborah Comstock was in class number 7 and had this idea of bringing a print newspaper back to Lunaway County. She felt, you know, the Telegram was going through lots of changes and it just wasn't the same, and she really felt that this community needed a print newspaper. And well, she was right on, because I think we can all say that the Lunaway Voice is such an incredible gift to our community. And our friends and neighbors really look forward to that arriving in their mail, because it just has so much of everything happening in our community. So I just want to say Deborah Comstock, a wonderful woman, hardworking, dedicated, and here we are sitting with the Lunaway Voice, which we all love and look forward to reading.
Yeah. Let's get to our next item here, because we're quickly running out of time. Ooh. Is the Rotary Fluency Friends Volunteers. And Mary, tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, the Adrian Noon Club, my Rotary Club, has been doing the Fluency Friends program, which is a reading support program for the students at Michener Elementary. We work very carefully and closely with the reading specialist there, Kathy Zilski, and Ziegler. She's recently changed that last name, yeah. Kathy Ziegler, and she really helps us get with students. She does all the testing, lays out the program, and it's about a 30-minute a week commitment, and you just sit and listen to a student. Everything's worked out for you. It's really very easy to do and so rewarding. We have been doing this for 13 years, and it really makes a difference.
Yeah.
Literacy is critical, and students are suffering and, you know, have fallen behind in the last couple of years throughout the entire state of Michigan. I think throughout the entire
country.
U.S.,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is a small commitment that we encourage any community member to join in and be part of the team, the Fluency Friend team. And many of our fellow Rotarians in our Noon Club have been doing this. I'll point out Jerry Berg, who was just recently given the Rotarian of the Year Award.
Yeah.
He has been doing this for the last 13 years, and he's amazing. And he says he loves it. He gets far more out of this time, this 30 minutes a week, than what he puts in. But I know what he puts in is really important and makes a difference.
Now, how do people, if they would like to volunteer, how do they do that?
Well, I would say that they would contact the, just go to the Adrian Noon Rotary Facebook page and just send a message.
Okay.
Interested in Fluency Friends with the contact, and we'll get back.
Okay.
We'll get back with you. Or even better yet, show up first, second, or third Thursday of the month at noon at the center and come on into our Rotary Club meeting. We'd love to have you as a visitor, and we'll get you in Fluency Friends.
Okay, real quick, we want to mention about the community cleanup that's going to be during the Make a Difference Day, Mark.
Yeah, really quick, Dale. Make a Difference Day community cleanup on October 24, 9 to 12. It's a Saturday. We'll have more details coming out soon, but looking forward to having the community members supporting and coming out for that.
Absolutely, yeah. And we want to make sure we get that information out when, again, as the date gets closer, too, because
sounds
that's
good.
Such a neat thing that you guys do. Mark and Mary, thank you so much for being on the program. Once again, like we said, there's a whole lot going on.
I know. I had more. I'll come back, okay?
Okay, yeah, all right. We'll have to make another date for you to come back.
Dale, thanks so,
thanks
much.
So much.
We really appreciate
Mark
it.
Mark and Mary, thank you so much with the
Armory Community Center and Launch Lunaway.
Launch Lunaway, all right. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Garten. We'll talk again soon.